Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, you tune in to the Joy Doctor, where you're able to be inspired, restored, revived, and rejuvenated through laughter. Yes, through laughter, through everything that you need, because this is the Joy Doctor. Yes, yes, yes. Good evening, good evening, good evening. And I want to thank you for tuning in to another great Joy Doctor show. Yes, we want to thank you, you, and yes, of course you, for tuning in today. Yes, for tuning in to the Joy Doctor, and we talk about what's in the box. Yes, that's my question to you. I'm sure it's your question to other people as well. What's in the box? Yes, what is in the box? That's the answer that we're going to answer to. That's the question we're going to answer today on the Joy Doctor Show. So, if you're just tuning in, or you have a friend that would like to tune in, they may call 323-580-5712. Once again, that's 323-580-5712. As we discuss what's in the box. Yes, we came up with that title because due to the holiday season, everybody is expecting something. Everybody wants something. And usually what people expect or what people want, somehow it always seems to come in the box. So unless you can see inside the box, there's always the question of what's in the box. Now, we have a couple of things that we're going to deal with, meaning that just because it's a box presented to me, it is something that I want. Let me ask you that again. Just because the box is presented to me, inside of it, is it something that I want? Or is it something that I need? Or is it something that I'm going to just casually accept, and then as soon as I get an opportunity, I give it away to someone else? Now, these are questions to ponder upon. Because there's a lot of things that can be considered as a box. We'll take the holiday time. Children are expecting gifts. Family, friends, loved ones are expecting gifts. But how many of them really get what they want? How many of them are satisfied with what they receive? How many of them accept it only to give it away to someone else at their birthday party, their anniversary, or just as a gift to say, I'm thinking of you? That's a lot of people. That's a lot of people's emotions and feelings tied up inside of that one gift. So what is in the box? You tell me. Well, you say, I can't tell you because I didn't put it there. Well, in so many instances, you do. Because when you receive the box, actually, when you see the box, there's an expectation. An expectation that goes along with a desire, meaning that I'm expecting something good to be in the box. I'm desiring to receive it, but when I receive it, there may be a slight chance that I'm a little bit disappointed. And Joy Doctor, you say, why
am I excited about something 1 minute and then disappointed the very next second? All the same feelings are in there, the expectation, the desire. But it's right when the desire and the expectation come together that disappointment always tends to slide right in there like a baseball player coming in to home plate. Yes, it always seems to slip in there. So what is in the box? It's something that I want. When I see it, I put these goals, I put these expectations. I mean, I put them high up on the shelf because I'm expecting it to meet every one of those goals and expecting it to meet every one of my expectations. It is something that I'm not even really worried about the need. I'm more concentrating on what I want. I'm not even worried about what I need. But if the truth be told, I need to be satisfied or joyful over the fact that I did receive a gift. I don't need to be upset because of what's in the gift. I need to be I need to be excited about the fact that I was able to receive a gift. Now, Joy Doctor, where are you going with this? Well, I'm glad you asked. Because many times we gather together on various occasions, especially during the November, December time of the year, for family functions. And everybody has expectations. Now, don't get me wrong, expectations are great. It's only when you allow your expectations to drive you to disappointment. Well, I thought expectations were supposed to be met and achieved and goals and accomplishments. Yes, you're absolutely right. But when your expectations meet with your desires, there should be some kind of restraint there, kind of guideline, some kind of barrier to keep you or to preserve you from disappointment. Now, a lot of times the first thing we say is when we receive it is, we may not verbally say it, but we might say, I expected more. This is not what I really wanted. I'm glad you got it for me, but so how do you think that makes the other person feel? Oh, you never thought about that, huh? No, because we as a whole are always tied up into what we want. I believe it's called self-satisfaction. Yes, self-satisfaction. It doesn't matter whether it's family, friends, or relationships. We want what we want. We go to a drive-thru. We want it in 30 seconds. I don't care if it's 10 cars in front of me. I want mine when I want it. Well, in life, it doesn't always happen that way. In life, we don't always get things our way. Now, I know Burger King came up with the deal as far as you can have it your way, because you're dictating to them how you want it. But there are some things that you cannot dictate to. There are some things that you have to accept as they are. Because sometimes those things that you have to accept as they are is exactly what you need. Because it's there to make us realize that it's not all about me. It's not all about you. So, for instance, a guy meets a young lady. I mean, she's bad. She's smart. She's beautiful. She's achieving goals. She's setting goals. She's accomplishing goals. And he looks at her and says, man, that would be great if she would become my wife. But then he gets close enough to see that one of her legs is shorter than the other. Her hair is not hers. One of her eyes is bigger than the other. And she's missing two fingers on her right hand. Now, the same lady, a young lady, that he saw from a distance and heard the voice, was smart, achieving, beautiful. But now he gets a closer look. Now he has a decision to make. Is he going to allow what he sees to determine if he wants what's in the box or not? And I know they always say first impression is the last impression, but they also say that you cannot judge a book by its cover. So what is he going to do? Is he going to choose her or not? And the same question would arise whether he did or he didn't, because then you have the question of why. You say, why did he choose her? Why didn't he choose her? And the same goes if it was a young lady looking at a younger man. Would she choose him? And the next question would be, why? Because things aren't always as they seem. Remember, we're talking about expectations, desires, and disappointment. In this situation, When he saw her or she saw him, they had high expectations just from the voice, the glimpse, the pass by. And now Tasha has grown to a desire. I really would like for them to be But when I get a little closer and I begin to examine, I begin to look at her, she begin to look at him, he begin to look at her, she begin to look at him. Question is this something that I want? Because whether you believe it or not, what you want or what you need always come with stipulations, limitations, and expectations. No matter what it is, a kid with a toy, it may be limited to do something, but he's expecting or she's expecting it to do more than what it was designed to do. So there's a stipulation. It was designed to be an aircraft and not a boat. So what am I saying? I'm saying that in life, there's always something in a box. It could be your job. It could be your family. It could be your friends. It could be your neighbor. But there is something always in the box. And you have to decide whether you want it or not. But how do you know if you want it? Because it's inside the box. The box is beautiful. It's wrapped real nice. It's wrapped real tight. It has a nice color, a nice glimmer. It has a little gold around the side. But is that what I want? Or is that what I need? But how will I know? Unless I first open the box. Now, once I open the box, I then determine at that moment whether I really want it or not. Because now I can see it. I may not even know what it is, but now I can see it. And now that I've seen it, it may not fit the expectations that I had place before it. And that's a disadvantage. Because why would you place expectations on something when you don't even know what it is? You put expectations on someone when you haven't even got to know them. Why would you put expectations on something because you don't even know the limitations or the stipulations of for which it came? So what's in the box is a gift for you to receive or for you to choose not to receive. But when you receive it, you should receive it out of gratitude and out of love. Because we never know what that person has gone through or what that person had to do to get that which is in the box. Now, they happily present it to you. They happily give it to you. But then they, too, can also be disappointed by your, they are expecting you to be excited, ecstatic, because they are thinking that it's something that you want or that you need. So, what we really have here is a lack of communication, not sending off the right vibes, not saying the right things, not getting the right points across. But we're all human. We all make mistakes. I think that's what you said. I thought that's what you wanted. I almost knew that was for sure. But there's always that slight hint of disappointment. And that's what we have to get rid of. We have to get rid of that slight hint of disappointment. Because if we let that slight inkling of disappointment set in, it will ruin the whole opportunity. It will ruin the whole gift. It will ruin the purpose for which it was designed, set up, and delivered to do. So what's in the box? That which is in the box is what you make of it. Because what would you say if I told you you were the box? And how you are presented to others determine if they receive you or reject you, if they want to be your friend or not, if they want to be associated with you or not. Are a loving person, then you attract people. If you're bitter, your hatred, you're not easily understood, you always have a chip on your shoulder, then you are being presented in that box. And no one wants to be around a Scrooge, a party pooper. But if you choose or you decide that you want to sit pretty and be adored and eyed and wooed and awed over like the other boxes, then you have to change. And I know there's no joy in changing. Changing is not hard, but it comes with sacrifices. And who wants to sacrifice? Nobody. But I guarantee you, if you do sacrifice, your box becomes prettier, more adorable, a lot more beautiful than it was in the beginning. Maybe it had just a little dust on there that needed to be dusted off, or it might have been the ribbon needed to be trimmed around the edges. But however, whatever it takes to get your box beautified, then that's what needs to be done. Can say, that's what I want. May not be talking about you as an individual, but may be talking about the characteristics that you carry, the qualities that you have, the things that you stand for. That's what they want. It may be the things that they need. That's what I need. I need to be able to be straightforward, but with love. I need to be able to listen and responding instead of reacting. I need to follow through. I need to think things through a little more than I have been. I want to be like you. To have a better understanding of things, not just popping off when I think things are not going right or I don't think things are going my way. Maybe I want a calmer spirit. People can't get to me because they don't see the love that I have because of my attitude. I cut them short I cut them quick, and I move on to the next victim. Maybe they don't see that you are lonely. Because you surround yourself with people that you feel like you can control. They don't see the hurt. Camouflage. Not being real. So you tell me, the Joy Doctor, what's in the box? Is it something that you want to hide? Is it something that you're trying to keep to yourself? Is it something that needs to be put on a shelf and tucked away? Or is it something that needs to be brought out, dusted off, and given away? Is it love, joy, peace? Or is it bitterness, hatred, misunderstanding? Upset about your family, upset about your childhood, not really coming to grips about where you are and who you are? What's in the box? That's the gift that you give to people every day. Whether it be received or rejected, it's the box. Now, do you want to change the ribbon, the color, the size, or the design? Whatever you want to change, the choice is yours. Because you are the one that's being presented as the box. Well, that's about all the time we have on tonight, but we hope you enjoyed the show. We hope you got something out of it, because truly, this is the season for giving and sharing. Of course, no one wants to be sharing a sandwich with a Scrooge. If I'm going to share some with somebody, I want somebody to be joyful with me as we share it together. That's what I want. That's what I need. How about you? Well, I want to say thank you for listening to the Joy Doctor Show throughout the year. I hope that all things is well with you through this holiday season. But if not, we hope that it will get better, because you will use the show for your tools, for success, life empowerment situations, and betterment. Not betterment, but betterment of yourself, your surroundings, and your atmosphere. So stay tuned as we come to you in 2014 with bigger, better, and greater things on the Joy Doctor Show. Yes, so send me an email. Give me a call. Well, send me an email at thejoydoctor, T-H-E-J-O-Y, Dr. D-R, at gmail.com. Yes, that's the T-H-E, Joy, J-O-Y, Dr. D-R, at gmail.com. And I'll be happy to hear from you and to respond back to you, or you can hit me up on Twitter at Joy Doctor. Yes, the Joy Doctor on Twitter. So until next year, go forth and reach for everything that you desire. Even if you don't accomplish it this year, you can always start with a fresh start on next year. Thank you, thank you, thank you. From the bottom of my heart and the top, of course, from the Joy Doctor and the Joy Doctor Show, I want to thank you for tuning in and listening to the Joy Doctor. So until next time, same channel, Blog Talk Radio and the Joy Doctor Show. Monday at 8 p.m. Thank you, thank you, thank you, and good night.